The Facebook Project by Mandolin Ferguson. A simple plan on social media had a big impact. As I looked at my list of Facebook friends one day, I decided to try something new. I'd been thinking about individual worth. I'd gained a testimony that we are all sons and daughters of God and are dearly loved. We all have talents and the right and responsibility to use them. When I looked at my peers and neighbors, I wanted to remind them of their unique worth. And thus, the Facebook Project began. I decided that every day I would send messages to 5 people on my friends list and tell them what I like about them. It was a simple goal. I was expecting to merely write a simple sentence or two to each person, and I wasn't expecting anything more than a simple thank you in return. But as I prayed about it to Heavenly Father each morning, I felt inspiration, and my messages became at least a paragraph for each person. Each person is unique and important, so it wasn't difficult to find people's talents and gifts, especially with God's help. I was overwhelmed by people's responses. I cannot count how many people said, "That made my day." Some people said that my message helped them through a trial or changed their perspective. Some of the people I had been most nervous about sending a message to were the most grateful for it. It made me realize that a lot of people struggle with recognizing their self-worth or with feeling hopeful in the deteriorating condition of today's world, and a kind, specific comment can mean a lot to them. I've learned a lot from this project. For one thing, people are a lot different from what they may seem to be on the outside. They all have trials and need help. I've also learned how readily God will help you when you want to help others. If you have a righteous goal, then He will assist you. Helping others recognize their self-worth has helped me recognize my own. I know that my experience with this has helped me and a lot of other people too, and I am forever grateful to Heavenly Father. Sidebar: all are blessed. Every covenant servant of the Savior will receive His guidance by the Spirit as they bless and serve others for Him, and they will feel His love and find joy in being drawn closer to Him. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, "Come Unto Me," Ensign, May 2013, page 25. Facebook is a trademark of its owner. End of the article. The Facebook Project by Mandolin Ferguson.